531.
This week, we are excited to celebrate and promote World Immunisation Week 2024, which runs from the 24th through to the 30th of April. World Immunisation Week highlights the collective action needed to promote the use of vaccines to protect people of all ages against disease. The theme this year is improving equitable access to immunisation for all children, regardless of where they live or their socioeconomic status. It's also an opportunity to recognise those people who have already been immunised and acknowledge the dedication and work led by vaccinators and the healthcare sector. Together, we're working toward achieving our national health target and protecting our whānau from preventable diseases, with 95% of children fully immunised at 24 months of age. Joining us now on Pacific Days for more, Le Sasunga ya Talalil, Harriet Bonga, Regional Director, Northern Region Pacific Health, Te Whatu Ora for more. Marofi fui Le Sasunga Talalil, thank you for your time today.
Manoso for Brian, thank you for having me on the show, and good afternoon to all our listeners.
Yes. Well, firstly, tell a little bit of an introduction and more on this year's theme.
Thank you, Brian. You know, this year we're celebrating World Immunisation Week. It's something that happens every year, and it's really to celebrate the work that has been collectively done by all of our providers, primary healthcare, and all clinicians, as well as our community, to actually increase the vaccination rates for our children in particular. The theme for this year is focused on our children and increasing the rates and improving equitable access in terms of immunisation rates for our tamariki in Aotearoa.
What is immunisation, Talalil?
Immunisations is one of those things where it can provide you protection, and not only protection for the one receiving the injections or the immunisations, also in other words vaccinations, but it's also to protect those around that are vulnerable. So immunisation saves lives, and so it's really important that we get all of our children and our whānau not only to protect themselves but also to protect our vulnerable population. And there are so many different diseases that immunisation protects our children and people from. These are preventable diseases if you have immunisations.
Some of the stats around immunisation vaccination for our Pasifika communities,
We have really, really low and poor immunisation rates for Pacifica. We have through over 3,300 children between the ages of 0 to 4 years old that are not even, they have not even received vaccination or protection. And we are really worried about a measles outbreak. So measles is also one of those diseases. As you know, in 2019, I was one of the nurses that actually travelled to Samoa to respond as a part of the services that provided help for Samoa during that time when our families and whānau were suffering from the measles epidemic. And it was very, very hard to see, and very it was very sad to see our children dying from that disease, including so many people that were sick in hospital from the disease. So really, we really need to increase our vaccination rates, given that there is a prediction that we might have a measles outbreak here in New Zealand.
Why? What are some factors, you think, around our low vaccination immunisation rates amongst Pasifika, Talalil?
Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of opportunities also there for people to access these things, but they're afraid because of the lack of understanding of the importance of having immunisations and the protection immunisations can provide. And so hence it's why this year we want want to be able to provide all of the opportunities for our Pacifica and all of those who are eligible or not eligible to access those vaccines. So we have our Pacifica providers, for example. So we've got Etu, the Whono, South Point, Pacifica Family Health Group, Beta Drive, Tongan Health Society, South Seas. These are all of our Pacifica providers whom have got events that are happening starting from today, going all the way to the 30th of April, and continue on further than that, because it does not stop in the World Immunization Week. It's an ongoing effort by our Pacifica providers, in particular the burden of high rates of children that are not immunized is here in South Auckland, and that's why we're concerned, and we really want to make sure that this information is out there to our community so that they can go to those events and get their children and whānau vaccinated.
Good. Ai a mo tato Samoa atu no Samoa yeah. Fa fonga mai nei aso se fa so mo le mo nei vai aso tau a tala leu
sa le lei lava ia o mana o mia lava na fautuina o tato fa nau ele ngata fo i lea o tato ia matutua ile age se fulu valuanga i lunga o lo o e entitled la ko ile free healthcare in nei New Zealand ele o mauti no noa i lātou ua umana whai le vaccine lea o le measles. E o e whai le vaccine lea. Be te mauti noa, be te le mauti noa, alu siaki. Lau GP, lau nurse, e ma whai ona siaki ai po ua whai le vaccine lea o le measles. But we're encouraging all of the immunizations. So there is a immunization schedule for all children from 6 weeks all the way up to 4.5 years old. And then there's also vaccinations for the older children. So please, we encourage you to go to your GP, go to your local nurses. Even some of the pharmacies are also providing those vaccinations. But then we've got a whole list that I mentioned today of our Pacifica providers who are willing to support to get those vaccinations for your family.
Very good. Talaleu, Harriet Ponga, Regional Director, Northern Region, Pacific Health, Te Whatu Ora. Whaktei tele, lavalo susunga, talaleu, and all the best for the remainder of World Immunisation Week 2024. Ia manuia.
Whaktei, Brian.